Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is ShatterA22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com, welcoming you to another Grid Commentary, where the category for this month is...
The category is...
Clash of the Crossovers!
Pew, 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 pew!
Joining me in this commentary is Austin.
Hi.
And Amber.
Hello.
Today we will be watching episode 34 of Power Rangers Wild Force titled Forever Red, written by Ahmed Bahmic and directed by Koichi Sakamoto. In this episode, the remnants of the Machine Empire led by General Vengix, not that Vengix, excavate Serpentera on the moon. To counter the danger posed by Serpentera, former Red Zeo Ranger Tommy Oliver recruits 9 more Red Rangers to system a decisive battle with the Machine Empire. For those unaware what a commentary is, we'll watch the episode together and we'll talk over it while you guys, gals, or non-binary pals at home can watch along on your DVDs or whatever way you decide to watch these episodes. I won't judge. So to sync up and join along as you watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Wow.
Power Rangers, who technos forever. Wild Force, Power Rangers.
Is it kind of fucked up that the only Wild Force we watched so far is just the team ups?
Well, those are the best episodes of Wild Force.
Yeah.
Wild Force!
Sorry to any Wild Force stands listening. I don't like Wild Force.
I'm sure I'll schedule another Wild Force next year.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Master's Last Stand, that's a good one.
I do like Merrick, though. I got a thing for some shitty hair.
His hair and goatee?
Like, it's garbage, mama, but like... I think it's coming back around, because they thought it was the hottest shit back then. It's been about 20 years, and now I'm like...
He's serving trucker realness. I'm on the moon.
Why is Serpentera on the moon?
Big bad Beetleborgs.
Zed would left with Serpentera on the moon in Zeo's premiere. Why is it on the moon? He didn't leave it buried there. He left with it in Zeo. Also, he fucking got purified, bitch. Why would he leave it? How could...
Hey, look, it's Return of the Cape.
Ray, stop. Amit knows what he's talking about.
Honestly, that wig is better than other wigs.
That's okay.
I love that there's, like, full-ass daylight on the moon, where there's no atmosphere.
There's shadows, and people can breathe on it.
And somehow, they're kind of sweaty. This was the best part of the whole fucking episode.
How'd they get that, though?
Yeah, that was the in-space Psycho Ranger chessboard. No, that was in the episode where... They all turn blue to fight the Psycho Rangers. God, why are they simping for Tommy in this episode? Like, didn't she used to, like, bully this dude? It's a good thing they kept that Hummer, I guess.
Fucking boo-boo, boo-boo fucking shoes, Carter.
Carter motherfucking Grayson.
Carter motherfucking Grayson has no shoe game, though.
Red Ranger. Why is only one of his sleeves ripped off? Jesus. Rip off your other sleeve. What the fuck?
Because he's a jungle boy.
Rip off both sleeves. What the fuck?
He was raised in the jungle.
And? Wes said we are.
Look at those queers.
We are.
I ship that.
I mean, Jenny ain't here.
Quantum Ranger pitch, they're both Red Rangers.
Eric is not a Red Ranger. I don't care what people say.
He's a Ranger and he is red.
That's it.
Like, why did you pull out TJ's fucking government name?
For the fans that are like, what does TJ mean?
I want to understand how Rocky would have morphed. Would there have been two Mighty Morphin Reds, or would he have done Ninjetti or something?
I don't even think that they had a plan to bring Rocky in. I think the plan was if they couldn't get Austin St. John, they would have gotten Steve Cardenas.
Oh.
Okay, legit, though. This is like peak, really terrible straight white guy fashion from this time era. And it's fucking disgusting, and I'm starting to like be triggered.
It's the early 2000s.
Like, fucking khakis.
I think there was a script where Rocky was Tommy's butler.
That's bullshit.
That's a racism.
Yeah.
Rocky don't deserve that kind of bullshit. He's a good boy.
I don't think Steve Cardenas would come back to do that bullshit.
He came back for Dimensions. He got a meme out of it.
We did? Oh, yeah.
The dual face.
It's really just the same ship.
Well, they blew it up in the Lost Galaxy finale, so they have to be Mark II. That spaceships.
You don't know much about anything. Definitely not fashion. Because, like, rip off that other sleeve!
He's a jungle boy. He doesn't give a fuck. I mean, Code is a caveman, but at least he knows symmetry in his rips.
Ugh, Cole can choke.
Oh, shit. God, but you kind of hate your fucking guts, Tommy. Fucking the gel in his hair.
Jesus Christ.
It's like a bad protozoa. I can hear the crunch from here.
Ew, I hate gel crunch. Ugh.
I mean, look at it. It's crunchy.
Yeah.
And Sis still wears it like that. Why? 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 Why did you have to be the way you are? Why did you have to do the things that you do?
Why'd you have to be a trash?
I was rooting for you. Your thighs were impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where else that hand has been.
You have never met any of these bitches except Tommy. Get the fuck out of here. Wrong. Technically, Grace is.
He let that ego go to his fucking head.
But at least you had a better choice of a shitty leather jacket.
Why didn't you call Grace, bitch? She's the original Red Ranger.
She didn't even exist yet.
I know, I'm making a joke.
Just imagine if they would have known the power of, like, fitted jeans. Just imagine.
In the early 2000s? It was baggier the better in the early 2000s.
Unfortunately.
I mean, Rita and Zed?
They fucking built a fucking Mondo statue for this team up. Well, that is not the original stone. They just put that in a fucking first rock they found and called it a day.
Ugh, Daddy. Your boy has a jawline for days.
Had to film stuff with Danny Slavin because he said no at first, and then after they filmed it, he said, sure, I'll do it, so they had to add extra scenes in.
Danny Slavin.
I mean, it would have been really stupid to not have him in there since he was pretty recent.
And they brought back everybody else.
No, you didn't!
No, you didn't!
No, you didn't! Amit, what is this?
Rita and Zed blew up the Machine Empire, and then when they were rebuilt, Andros killed them by killing Zordon.
This fool trying to rewrite history.
Trying to make his Scorpion Rain shit canon.
His what?
Scorpion Rain? That's what he's referencing. That's why Serpentera's on the moon. Because he made a fan fiction back in the day where there was an actual Zeo finale where Zed attacked Earth with Serpentera.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So they let a guy who wrote a fan fiction write this 10th anniversary special episode and reference his fan fiction in it?
Yes.
Huh?
That happens in comics all the time.
He's also the story editor of Wild Force 2.
But in this referencing a fan fiction, you're fucking with lore that doesn't exist in the show.
Yeah, but they're not expecting kids to remember that. Internet's still, like, it's not as prevalent. Like, a lot of places didn't have it. Like, in the rural areas, they weren't expecting kids to be easily to get on the internet.
Yeah, I'm surprised more fans don't shit-talk this, because there's, like, little things that I don't give a shit about that other fans are like, rah! But not this.
Break things like this. Because it's forever red. It's too perfect.
That's why he's done nothing else of importance.
He wanted to connect a GoBusters adaptation to Lost Galaxy, like the
fuck? Oh my god. Ugh. God, that was awful.
That doesn't even make sense.
Can white guys just stop trying to write Power Rangers for a while? I'd be really appreciative about it.
It's not white.
Or just men. Why men?
I mean, I'll allow Simon.
I was thinking about another person who was, like, coming up with their own fanficky ideas, and everybody was eating it up. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh. Yeah, I get you.
Why men? Why men?
Yeah, men are trash.
For real. I'm glad I'm not one.
Same.
Sorry.
Do better, Ray.
You're gonna put the weight of men on my shoulders.
I mean, in this small party, yes, absolutely. Why men, Ray? Why men?
Oh, fuck.
The bi woman and the genderqueer coming after me.
I mean, you know,
we gotta team up.
I'm just saying, like, if we had a lady showrunner, I think the show would be very good. Not even a lady, it's somebody who's not a straight man.
I don't think we've ever had a showrunner. I mean, like, I think Anne Austin and Ninja Storm and Dino Thunder shared showrunning with Doug
Sloan. Stop!
That was some Ming the Merciless ass fucking laser blast.
Oh, BT Dubs, that fight, that Unmorphed fight was great. Carter Grayson fucking blazing up with his blaster. Iconic. Oh, that's the one complaint fans have. That when everyone is also doing all their karate on the robots, that Carter's blasting people. I'm like, bitch, he's not karate. He's a fucking firefighter.
Yeah,
let him use his blaster.
The F.
Fucking red, and he didn't even fucking do anything, Orko. You didn't do anything. You were useless.
I'm surprised I actually remembered he existed.
I know, he doesn't demorph or anything.
True.
You see Leo demorph, and then you see him morph right there. And the fucking Photoshop putting him in.
Mighty Morphin Power Ranger!
Wig.
I mean, that suit is fucking great, though.
Yeah, just hit your wrist. Hit your wrist. Ow!
It's like, it would have been fine if they added that glare effect, but they didn't.
That's what they usually did. They probably thought, he probably did that every time, but the glare would block it.
Go, Galactic!
It's supposed to be Red Galaxy Ranger.
Hey, idiot.
You ruined the groove, Leo.
I'm sorry. These suits are basic, you guys. I'm sorry.
I love Lightspeed. I don't care.
I hate Lightspeed suits. That's a Red Ranger, honey. That's a Red Ranger. That is 90% red. That is a Red Ranger. I would say that's more red than the Red Ranger.
There's a Red Ranger and Red Rangers. There's a difference.
So you can't even get off, like, Ninja Storm at least could kind of, like, be like, oh, I'm the Crimson Ranger, because those are different shades of red. These two bitches are the exact same shade of red. You can't get past it.
You're not going to change my mind. He's not a Red Ranger.
It's a Red Ranger.
He's the sixth Ranger.
He's only there because they needed 10.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't need 10, they just wanted 10.
Because it's the 10th anniversary.
I mean, they could have had 10 Rangers for the 10th anniversary if one Ranger wasn't the same one for 3 seasons.
They would have used the Die Ranger suits.
It's a good thing we got Alien Rangers.
I mean, you could have had Rocky be in the Ninjetti suit.
Yeah, that would have been cool, but... How the fuck do you know that?
That's too big of a word for you. You have a very small brain.
You're a jungle boy. How do you know the term more phenomenal? God, we sound like we hate this episode. I don't. I don't hate this episode.
I actually kind of like the fight scenes.
I just get flustered sometimes. I'm sorry.
Fucking Matrix effects, though.
I just don't think it makes sense.
It doesn't.
Like, the whole plot of this is terrible.
Oh, that Beetleborg. I mean, Machine Empire General is voiced by Catherine Sutherland.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she doesn't talk, she just grunts.
Cat Tommy Supremacy, right?
I know one of them is voiced by Walter Jones, too. And
wait, I thought she was ahead of them. The fuck?
Continuity. General Vengeance is voiced by Archie Cow, who plays Kai in Lost Galaxy.
Isn't that the Megazord sword?
Oh, yes. No. The other one he uses is the Turbo Megazord sword. Because he has 2 swords.
Oh. Why does he use the Megazord sword?
I don't know. Yeah, that one. That's the Turbo Megazord.
Where did he even pull that out from?
Again, you don't want to know. It requires lube and stretching.
Why doesn't your gun match your color scheme, Ottoman? Steelon? Ah, God. The Machine Empire generals are too confusing names. I know the girl is Tesla.
Are they named after cars or something?
There's one called Vengix, Ottoman, Steelon, Garok.
The fuck?
She's named after Nikola Tesla. The person that Tesla's made after. The greatest scientist and inventor of our time. Edison's a punk ass bitch! I got spicy science opinions.
Let me crack a hole in the moon.
Bitch! Sailor Moon gonna whoop your ass!
You're gonna ruin the fucking oceans with that shit.
This is awful.
The tides.
These nuts!
Eh! Wait, why? I don't understand why they're Machine Empire stands, but they're using a Zed Zord?
I don't know, because it's the greatest Zord ever built, and it was on the moon, even though it wasn't in the show.
The CGI makes it really less threatening.
No, we gotta use a toy product, because Bandai gave us money to film this, and we gotta promote one of the toys.
Well, there could have been a cooler way to use this toy.
Space bike!
Like, if he was just, like, flying around the moon, like, shooting at, like, the cogs or something.
Yeah, I don't know how it could fly in space, too. It was given to him by a god! Shut up. Me.
Also, like, the way Serpentera is defeated, like, fuck out of here.
Doesn't even make sense.
It's such a little bitch
the
move.
The CGI is so bad. Ah! Ah!
Why didn't you just fight for an hour, like, two episodes? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's your 10th anniversary.
They already had a two-parter with Time Force.
I don't give a fuck.
They already had to ask Bandai for money, so.
For the Earth.
Shut up. You're on the moon!
Isn't this a death ray? How does he survive it?
It's the bike, it's magical. It was given to them by Animus, and he's a god!
What?
Shut up. Yay!
It would have been funny if he was like looking at them like, yeah, we did it, and then he crashes into the side of the cliffs.
It's like, this is the first time I've rode this without the training wheels.
I mean, first time he rode a period.
Tommy, you could do a lip service to me and wash out the fucking gel in your hair. You're gonna lose, it's gonna fall out. You're gonna go bald.
God. Oh my god.
Why men? Why are men?
Leo's hand wasn't even in there.
Leo is like photoshopped in there real bad. Like, did he even need to be here? He's from Mirinoi.
Yeah, he wasn't on the Earth scene before.
No, it's not. The amount of gel in that.
Why, because he doesn't have a ponytail?
That's a meme.
I changed history? Your own fucking history, bitch.
Now that you guys pointed out Leo out, now I can't unsee it.
Like, the lighting on him doesn't even match. I love that line. Did I tell you guys about the time I got baked into a giant pizza?
It's the most iconic thing.
That Turbo did.
Oh, that voice is racist.
Trans icon Mandalock.
This is the episode where Toxica is killed.
That's bullshit.
But she comes back in a few episodes
That's
later.
That's some bullshit.
Alrighty, so that is Forever Red from Power Rangers Wild Force. Do you have anything else to say before I wrap this shit up?
Could use better writing.
And less hair gel.
Better writing, less hair gel. 7 out of 10.
Less heteronormativity. That was really aggressively cisgender male. It's like, oh, let's push our fists that are already in a circle even further. Like, how does that make any fucking sense, my dog?
It's kind of hard to do it all red team up because all the reds, even at this point, besides one or two, are male. You're going to have all that testosterone there.
I'd rather have a forever pink, to be honest.
Oh, that would be great, but Emmy Jo would never.
Wait, let's just pretend she doesn't exist if she's not gonna. Well, she'd come back if they offer her lots of money.
And, like, directing an episode or some shit.
Yeah, I'd let her direct it. That's fine if she'd come back for it. Hell, she could write it if she wants to. I don't give a shit.
Forever pink? That would be for the gays.
Too much pink energy is dangerous. I mean, look at the last time we had a lot of pink energy. Someone died.
Because girls go hard.
But yeah, Forever Red is okay. It's not my favorite team up. I prefer the reinforcements.
I mean, my favorite team up is Shell Shocked.
Oh, and we're going to watch that in November. Spoilers. Yay!
I love Ninja Turtles.
Alrighty, so what did you think of this episode? Let us know by tweeting us at The Grid PR. Tune in next time where we'll be starting our October commentaries with a commentary for Zed's Monster Mash from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Join us next week for a brand new episode of The Grid, but until then, everybody say bye!
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches!